Roger, Roger, go ahead.
City when we had our meeting there, and along with Reverend Jones' sons.
Yes, sir.
And he is in our agricultural mission right now, but I'm sure he would want me to get back to you and see if any way we could assist or what we can do.
Yes, sir. Where is he at now?
He's in our agricultural mission in South America.
Tell me about that.
Pardon?
I think you were telling me something about that when he was here.
Unfortunately, he had a collapse. I don't know if you're aware of it, but he is the chairman of the San Francisco Housing Authority, and he collapsed during one of the meetings just from exhaustion, and the doctors insisted that he get away and get some rest.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He's just been getting 2 hours sleep a night for months and months, and finally it caught up with him, and we're trying to keep him there a while so he can recuperate and get some rest, but it's awful intense back here. There's a lot of pressure, and the doctor thought he should be away from it for a while.
I understand. I'm glad he got away. But I'm real sorry to hear that, though.
Well, I'm sure he'll be okay if we can just keep him a little bit less active.
Well, my prayers will go out for him.
Thank you.
Sir.
What can we do?
We have the machete. My brother, Wallace D. Muhammad.
Yes.
supposed to be here on the 12th of June.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we had Reverend Jim Jones down for the Jubilee.
Right.
Was here. Because the chief couldn't make it because he was out of town.
Right, I remember.
Right, he sent us a confirmed letter to be at the 12th of June.
12th of June.
So we wanted him to share up Reverend Jim Jones to share the platform again with us.
Oh, good.
Now, if you can't do it, then will you come as a representative?
Of course.
Then you better be fine. We'll send you a letter. We'll send you a photostatic copy of his letter.
Okay.
The invitation. And we want to know, you know, we say we would finance at least five of his, him with five more.
Pardon?
We would pay the fare for him to fly in along with five of his lieutenants or whoever comes.
Oh, well, that's very kind. Okay, do you have our address?
Yes, sir. We have, you haven't moved, have you?
No.
Okay, well, let me get it anyway. Okay.
Yeah, it may not be the same one I'll give you. You can send it to my attention.
Okay, just a minute. Now, let me write this down, all right? Yes, sir.
Michael Prokes.
Michael?
P-R-O-K-E-S.
R-O-K-E-S?
Yes. Pardon?
Michael?
Yes. Right, right. We had dinner there at your restaurant.
One of his assistants?
Yes.
Okay, Michael Poe. Right.
And it's just People's Temple, and then Post Office Box 15157.
15157.
Right. San Francisco 94115.
San Francisco, right?
Right.
94415?
94115.
115.
Right. And what's the date again?
June the 12th.
June 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we'll have some, he or myself, depending on what his situation is.
Right. We'll send you the invitation along with the acceptance letter where he's accept the invitation, okay?
Okay.
And I thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Be careful and take care.
You too.
Give all the members my love and greetings, and make sure you extend the love and greetings from me and the believers here in this area to Reverend Jim Jones. And tell him our prayers to go out for him. I was mentioning to the body today that he is a sort of convalescent in South America.
Okay, he's doing much better. It's just a matter of, you know, letting up on his schedule some. But I see no major problem at this time.
I understand it because he was a very busy man. He needed a rest. I understand exactly what you say.
Thank you for your good wishes, and I'll pass them along.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We found out some information regarding Marshall Kilduff, which I thought you might like to know. It's, we've confirmed the fact that his views are antithetical to the political humanitarian beliefs that you hold.
Huh?
And that, he generally just, you know, opposes everything that, you know, that we stand for, and that he also has very highly questionable connections of the nature that people like us should be wary of.
Oh.
And,
Is that fairly, knowledge you feel fairly firm about?
Pardon?
Is that knowledge you feel fairly firm about? I mean,
yes. And what, you know, you think about us personally is largely irrelevant, but I can tell you we're not naive in these areas, and we're not as paranoid as some people think. We do have sources that know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt that it was incumbent on me to get back to you, though we may not see eye to eye on all things, because, you know, he may be using people like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this doesn't just involve People's Temple, but others as well who think along similar lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that he may have gotten back to you.
He did. There was a message that he had called Wednesday or Thursday. Just a message that he had called, not to, you know, no callback number or anything. And I haven't gotten any call from him since then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it was he would be calling me about.
Okay, so you don't really know any more than the last time we talked.
No, that was the only contact.
Were you planning on returning his call?
No, there was no request to return a call, just a message that he had called. So
yeah.
I wouldn't plan to talk to him unless he does catch me in.
Yeah.
Well, are you, when I last talked to you, you said you were thinking of bringing a libel suit against our slander suit?
Yeah. Well, the attorneys are, I think that that's going to happen. They're putting something together, the information that we have. And again, it will determine his course of action. I mean, his course of action will determine what we do. And that's why, you know, if he does get back to you, we appreciate it. You know, you're letting us know in light of this new information that we have. And I suspect that he will, because we also know that he contacted one person who knows about us and asked them questions. They used to attend. And, you know, he asked a lot of personal questions. And at the end, you know, they stopped answering questions. It just got to be too much. And he, according to them, said that he would continue bothering them until he got what he wanted. And
strange behavior.
That's what, you know, I guess prompted them to contact us. So. But
is he still, at the time when I had contacted him, he was doing this for, not New West, the other one, San Francisco Magazine.
Right.
Is that what he's still planning to do?
That's as far as we know. Have you heard anything different?
No, no, that was the only thing I've heard. He had also said that there was someone from New West Magazine who, even though he had been pulled off at Benham Phil Tracy, who might be doing something.
Who, Phil?
Yeah, do you know him?
Yeah, I do know Phil.
I don't know if he is planning to announce that.
I think maybe later on he's doing
something. He's a very experienced reporter. He used to work, you may know, for the Village Voice.
Yeah, he's very prolific.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Okay, and if I do, you know, if there is any contact that would be of interest to you, I'll try to get back to you, but I, as of this point, unless he persists in trying to reach me, you know, I would not be returning his call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Justin.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I was just asking for a favor this motherfucker fucking with, and for some reason, this old Picklewood think that you on his old side or some old kind of shit, and that's what that is. So, you know, if I signed it wrong yesterday, because I just heard that shit and I was really pissed off, but it ain't about proving, I mean, you're supposed to be cool. And if you want, you know, I'd do a favor for you, and I figure you'd do it for me too. I want this pick off my back. And he brags, so, yeah, well, I got time to walk on my side and bip to bip and bop to bop.
Who's the cracker, man?
Huh? Dude named Kirkendorf, Kirkoff, Kildorf, Marshall Kildorf for the Chronicle or some old kind of shit.
I didn't mean he got me on the side. You know, they always write shit about me in the industry.
I know, but I'm just telling you what the peck is saying, Charles. So, what I just want you to do me a favor, man, and just call this old peck. You know, I want to, you know, just, you know, and find out why he's, you know, where he coming from or whatever, you know.
You leave the phone number?
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm on the phone. Yeah, look, it's 236.
Who is on the phone?
I'm on the goddamn phone.
Well, who is this?
None of your goddamn business. Will you get off the phone?
No, I won't. What are you doing on this line, please?
What's the number?
Who's on the phone?
Will you get off the phone? Let me get this chump's number.
It's 236.
Hey, man. Hey, Charles.
Yes.
Listen, man, the dude, let me see, I gotta get it, because My old lady ain't here, man.
It's 236.
You know, let me make sure, I got the motherfucker right. Cause this old pig.
Just what did he say?
Let me see. Oh, here it is, because it's 391-3608. And I like to, you know, like I was going to meet with this old peck or whatever. I'm going to call him too. I'm going to find out really where he's coming from in regards to me and shit, you know. But look, let's get together tomorrow sometime and you know, y'all, let's get together on this one, okay? And then anything, if you do this one, I owe you one, you know, like, and I pay mine. So if you help me out, I'll look out for you, man.
What's your name?
Marshall Kieloff.
Marshall?
Kirkendorf Kieloff or some old shit.
Right.
I don't know, K-L-D-O-F or something. Kieloff, Marshall Kieloff or something.
Okay, I'm going to call my friend.
All right.
I got a friend in intelligence, so I just call him and find out who.
All right, and Charles, you do this for my swear, I owe you one, man. At any time, you can collect on it, okay?
What did he say to you exactly?
Well, he didn't say, I got my wife living in Richmond. I don't know how he got her number and shit, but he called her and asked her some, you know, bro, I had the car with me when you was telling me about this fool, Broadway Plumber.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's my wife, all right? Mm-hmm. And so he done got her number, and he started telling her some old kind of call her, telling her some old kind of shit about me and, you know, and what, asking about my involvement with People's Temple and my involvement with contractors, my involvement with James. She don't know all this shit, you know. And so, you know, like...
Oh, he was asking all those kinds of questions.
Yeah, all kind of shit
well,
like that.
Let me tell you something so that you righteously understand it, man.
All right.
Two or three people have been going around asking that question about everybody involved in People's Temple, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why they've been doing it, okay?
Yeah.
Because some of them guys that supposed to be bodyguards of Jim Jones carry a gun.
Yeah.
And they know it.
Mm-hmm.
One of them men with the housing authority, police, saw one of them with a cat packet. The housing authority police told the San Francisco police, and they've been launching an investigation against Jim Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what all of that shit's about, because they asked me, what did I know about it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nothing about you. I don't know nothing about Jim Jones. And if I did know anything about him, I ain't going to have them white folks have me standing up in front of me, and motherfucker, asking me a lot of questions. Like, did you say this and did you say that?
Right.
Because I don't know.
All right.
You understand? I don't know nothing about you, but your name is Chris Lewis. That's all I know.
All right.
That's all I want to know.
All right, well, that's slick. But look, I ain't going to hold you up. Charles, do this for me, and I owe you one, all right?
Yeah. All you want to know. No, operator. I'm talking right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. This nigga calling about some bullshit, but what I'll do is I'll find out what it's all about.
All right. I appreciate that, Joe.
Where are you going to be tomorrow?
Well, I'll be up on the hill tomorrow. By that service center up on top of the hill.
Oh, I'm not going to be nowhere.
Well, where you want me to be? I'll be wherever you want me to be tomorrow.
Where are you going
to
be up there?
Well, it don't make no difference. Wherever you want me to be, I'll be there. Just tell me a time.
You see, tomorrow, I got to be at my lawyer's, you know?
Right.
Because I just got a hold of some money, man.
Mm.
And I'm busy trying to take care of that shit.
Right.
I ain't been doing too much other than trying to get my contract with the housing authority. But I don't know why, man. I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. I don't know if you like it or not.
Yeah.
But they are really, 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 really trying to find out what's the Jim Jones, man.
Right.
And everybody that's associated with it. Is he still off sick?
He's supposed to be over in Zaire or some motherfucking way.
He's supposed to be sick, ain't he?
Huh? No, he all right. He in Zaire or some motherfucking way.
Well, didn't he pass out?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, at that housing authority meeting.
Is he still off from the housing authority?
Yeah.
Will he be back Thursday?
I don't know, Charles. I really don't.
I'll find out and let you know.
I don't know. I'll find out and let you know tomorrow.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter whether he be back for the meeting or not. It's just that there's a lot of people that want to know about Jim Jones, man. There's a lot of people. And if a lot of people want to know about them brothers packing, you better I told you before that that wasn't a good idea.
Man. Yeah.
And I told you you should tell them.
Right.
Don't you know what I mean? That all the women in the TPP is intimidated by Jim Jones.
Intimidated?
Yeah, man. I told you that before.
Yeah. Well, I can straighten that part of it out. I can stop that one.
I told you that, man, and if, when that shit goes on, man, you get a lot of peanut gallery shit afterwards, you know that?
Right.
You know, people just be running their mouths and talking, and the white folks be just listening, and before you know anything, they got everybody mixed up in that shit.
That's why, man.
I stay back from it.
Right.
I don't want to be mixed up in it.
Right.
That's what I was telling you last night.
Right.
Wasn't I wouldn't find out.
Right.
It's just I don't want to be mixed up in nothing.
Right.
And that's the reason that sounded the way I did last night.
Well, I got the power. I was hot. I just heard I was hot, too. So that's why I called back to apologize on that end, too. Because I didn't mean it by no proof. I just, we did so we'd look out for each other, you know. So I just.
Oh, you know, goddamn well, if you called me a man, you should say, man, would you do a favor for me?
Yeah.
I would do it.
Right.
It's just that I don't want to be the one. I'm just like you. I don't want to be mixed up in
no shit. All right.
Yeah.
Well, look, where do you want me to meet you tomorrow?
Well, what you do, man, is, you just be around tomorrow, you know, in the facility.
All right,
I'll
slick.
I'll find you.
All right, slick.
Yeah, okay.
All right, later, John.